The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're celebrating the 26th of April today. Only a few more days till the end of the month. We are open today from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And sitting beside me in her palatial office here is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a great day here in Margate, and we have a fantastic guest that has joined us this morning. I just wanted to make mention of the fact that the topic for today pertains to, I guess, every one of our listeners at some point in their life, whether it's in their teen years, mid-years, or later on in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and higher. But everybody has a brain, and some people use it wisely. Some people don't use it wisely because they don't have the tools to work with. But today, we're going to learn a whole lot more about how important the brain functions and what are some of the things that people can do to improve functions of the brain. Our very special guest today is Dr. Bruce Wild. He is known as one of Canada's leading alternative healthcare experts. He's highly knowledgeable and a respected natural healthcare practitioner whose specialty is homeopathy, clinical nutrition, supplementation, botanical medicine, and the focus is rather with functional medicine. So let us welcome in Dr. Bruce Wild. Good morning, Bruce.
Janet, Al, it's a pleasure. How are you?
Hello. We're so happy to have you here joining us on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I have to tell you, since this line of products, Brain Armor, came into the store, it has been just a really strong pull for me. I thought the formulas were so nicely put together. I'm so happy to be talking to you this morning. So welcome, Bryce.
Oh, well, thanks so much again, Janet. And, you know, coming from you, that means a lot because, you know, this space is quite crowded. But we strongly feel that, you know, what our formulation specialist has created is bar none the best to offer throughout the world.
Well, I think you have brought to the crowded space a unique opportunity. One of the things that's so impressive to me about all of these formulas is the addition of rosemary extract. So being a lover of herbal medicine, one of the things that I talk to people all the time is grow some rosemary in your garden, take a little leaf off it and squeeze it between your fingers and then inhale it. And that is something that has a dramatic impact on the function of your brain, and it's immediate. So you don't have to process the rosemary through the blood-brain barrier. When you inhale it, it goes right to your brain. But in the Brain Armor formulas, rosemary is a superb preservative. It helps to maintain the activity of all of the ingredients. So I was very impressed with that. And the MCT oil. For people who haven't just kind of understood the importance of MCT oil, what a beautiful combination.
Well, you know, and thank you so much for those astute observations. Again, you know, coming from yourself, you know, a nutritionist, very experienced one at that in the industry, it means a lot. You know, in my last book, Power Plants, where I teach folks how to take the power plants, whether it's growing it in your backyard or, you know, on a little space on your balcony, wherever it might be. As you mentioned, one of them was rosemary, and converting rosemary into medicinal and or culinary inclusions for the betterment of our health is something that a lot of folks perhaps even take for granted. So you mentioned inhaling it, and that's a great way to do it. And then what you do with that remaining rosemary is you apply it to your meat before you barbecue it, because this will actually, science has shown, protect against HCAs, which is an acronym for very, very volatile, very bad, what happens after you char your meat ultimately, which contribute to cancer. So, we can protect the meat, the protein, we can protect the fat just by using the rosmarinic acid from the rosemary on our meat. And so the reason we included this in the formula, as you can appreciate, is to protect these very volatile oils. And the oils I speak of are the oils that we've heard of that are important for our brain health. These are omega-3s. Particularly DHA and EPA, and these are very long chain in sort of space of molecular biology, a lot of carbons and hydrogens, and the longer these are, the more volatile they are when they have what are called, double bonds between the carbon chains. So they're very oxidizable. And when they're oxidizable, they ultimately become no good when they're oxidizable. And people can understand this as rancid. You don't want to eat a rancid oil. In fact, what that's going to do is cause more harm to you than if you were to take the oil in the first place. So to prevent that oxidation, that oil from going rancid in our formula, that is the brilliance of the rosmarinic acid. And MCTs, oh my gosh. So, a lot of folks may have already come across and heard about the keto diet. And,
very
historically,
popular today.
In the realm of health and medicine, we used the keto diet. Keto stands for ketosis. And ketosis is a space or place that a lot of perhaps diabetics who are listening into the show know that they don't want to get into, type 2 diabetes. But mild, ongoing, chronic ketosis might be the most healthy brain diet out there. What this means is getting the body used to using fat versus glucose as an energy source. And so the way this was applied originally was toward those individuals who had seizures and epilepsy. When you converted them into ketosis, and that is a diet that's about 80% fat, a little bit of protein, very, very, very little carbohydrate or sugar equivalent, they would stop having seizures. Okay, so then science has evolved, and then what we've come to learn is it's probably one of the most healthy diets to, at least in the short to medium term, drop weight. And, of course, that thoracic obesity being that which drives North America's number one epidemiological issue, and that's obesity, we can actually start to see we lose weight from this. So losing weight's good for the brain as well, the less fat tissue we carry. So we included MCT oil, which is also found in coconut oil, into our formula because we also believe that it will help move and bring the omega-3s, the DHA, EPA, into the brain where we want it.
Bryce, can you answer a question for me, maybe some of the listeners that have this thought in their mind? If someone were to start using the Brain Armor, which product would they start with?
Well, thank you so much for that, because we've been very, very careful about how we have formulated this for each individual out there. This is probably one of the most personalized lines. Now, no one's going to miss any of the ingredients we saw. They're omitted in certain formulas. And what we've been careful about is dosing. And so, we have everything from the pro athlete, weekend warrior, youth, adult, all the way through to the 50 and up. And this is the listeners that are with us today. That's the category. We've included 2,700 milligrams, which is a very hefty brain-protecting dose of omega-3s, split into a DHA dominant. Again, that's an omega-3 that is most important for the brain. This is like brain juice. This is, your brain is made of 86 billion neurons that are firing all day. Let's quell this myth that your brain ever sort of goes to sleep or sort of less active at any given time in the day. This whole idea that we only use 10% of our brain is wrong. We actually use 100% of our brain all the time, different areas more than others given time of day. But whether you're dreaming or you're awake or you're alert, focused, you're concentrating, or you're sleeping, your brain is active. And it relies on DHA because all 86 billion neurons in your brain are made up predominantly of DHA. We are fat heads, guys. We are made of fat in our brain, and our brain relies on DHA primarily. So we created a formula 2-to-1 for seniors of 1,500 to 750 milligrams of that DHA to EPA equivalent. Then we included vitamin D. I don't care if you live north of 40 degrees or here in Florida. You need vitamin D because for the most part, guess what we're doing? When we go out, we protect. Our dermatologists say wear sunscreen. So we protect our sun. We cover up. We avoid direct sunlight. So if you ask your doctor for a test annually to check in on that vitamin D, and you should, ask them for a 25-OHD vitamin D blood test. That'll tell you your ranges. They'll tell you what's healthy. So we've included this very excellent optimal range of vitamin D, 2,400 IU. Then we've added a blend of tocopherols. This is extremely brain healthy. These are a type of vitamin E that a lot of research actually is showing not only protects the brain, not only protects the neurons in terms of that constant action and activity they're doing, but also can help prevent from stroke and reverse even white matter lesions. Dr. Chandan Sennett of Ohio State University has been funded by the National Institutes of Health year over year, tens of millions of dollars for this research on vitamin E in the brain. It's phenomenal research. And then the MCT oil, 4,000 milligrams of that medium chain triglyceride, another type of very important fat for our brain, that's in the formula as well. So that's for 50 and above, and it's, of course, vegan. You know, it's a vegan, paleo-compliant, keto-compliant. These are diets that are out there that are quite faddish. A lot of listeners might be, experimenting with. So it's compliant with all of those. And here's the bottom line. If we're taking care of ourselves and at the same time not thinking about Mother Earth, I think that's, a failed attempt. I think you have to care about the planet. And otherwise, there's just a futile effort. So my opinion is anything that you're doing or taking in the realm of health should be environmentally protective and sustainable. And what we're using is an algal oil, so very clean. Algal, which is, basically manufactured, outside of the realm of, any impact it might have on the environment, and it's sustainable and clean. So when I say clean, I think the fisheries are contaminated. I think there's a sustainability issue. But using this algal oil, there is no dioxins and furans and heavy metals and other things that you might find in fish oil and other equivalents. So I think we've masterfully created a brain-healthy formula that everyone should take, but in particular, people of 50-plus age group.
I would love to be educated with regard to the algal oil. So tell me, is this something that is wild harvested, or is this something the algae is propagated?
It's propagated, and this is why that's better. Once again, there is no such thing, if it's wild harvested, there is a contamination problem. Even at the baseline, as I explained to folks here, if they haven't already heard this story of the biochain, algal oil is derived from algae. And algae is ultimately, plankton and the very base of where these omega-3s are created, DHA in particular. And, of course, bottom feeders and small fish feed on the algae, and then bigger fish feed on the smaller fish, and up we go up this chain. And then that's why we have contamination issues, certainly in particular in the larger fish, for which we squeeze out the oils, because our waterways are contaminated. And you can't separate, one area from another when we're talking waterways. All water feeds into, small lakes, rivers, and, of course, eventually oceans. So what we believe, and so this was this is a MarTech, IP. So MarTech was a group that was manufacturing for NASA and the astronauts, giving them this algal oil, and this is the actual IP that we're using today. This is DSM's algal-based propagated oil that is so clean, so pure, and of course sustainable and environmentally friendly.
How does that compare to fish oil, though?
So fish oil, so when we're talking, most fish oil is about a 1 and a, 0.5, so 1.5 approximately to 1 EPA to DHA, most formulas. And then, of course, most formulas out there can't claim to be free from heavy metals and contaminants because, whether they're farmed or they're, wild-caught, and again, the sustainability issue, they're contaminated, with very brain toxic heavy metals. There is no safe level of mercury. University of Calgary here in Canada has actually proven that time over and over. No safe levels of mercury, of course, dioxins, furans, these are, PCBs, which are, these pesticides and all kinds of different chemicals that stay in our waterways and in our agriculture, you can't ever get rid of, and then they accumulate, called bioaccumulate, in us. So to stay free from that, a propagated algal oil, and that is an oil, again, that we formulated here, which is very, very high DHA, and that's the omega-3 that your brain really wants. That's the omega-3 that's found in your eyes, your brain, your nervous system, your heart. Here's a little interesting factoid. You know, it's also found that heavy in the heart. The heart never stops, like the brain never stops. And scientists, don't ask me how they came across this, but they've discovered that it is in the highest concentrations of the wing of a hummingbird and,
wow.
and the tail of a rattlesnake. So these things never stop moving.
Amazing. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center and our very special guest today, Bryce Wild. And we'll be right back with more on Brain Armor for Strong Brains. Stay tuned. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is April 26th, and we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. During the week, Monday to Friday, it's, again, the hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sundays. So please keep that in mind when you're planning your shopping here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as most people know who listen to this show on a regular basis, we offer EDLP. EDLP is Everyday Low Prices. And the low prices that you're going to hear about on the Brain Armor will be in effect with an additional 10% off the prices that we have on the shelf. And from 11 o'clock when the show ends until 2 o'clock today, you will be able to take advantage of literature and samples of the Brain Armor products that we are speaking about. And I know if you want to improve your brain, listen to the show and come into the store and pick up some literature and samples of the Brain Armor. If for any reason you miss the show, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, the show will be rebroadcast. And if you miss that one tomorrow morning at 9, you can listen on our archive show by going to www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's all one word, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune into the archive show. You can hear the show as many times as you like because it is staying up there on a permanent basis. Getting back to what Bryce was talking about, Janet, I know you deal with people on a regular basis. And the old situation where they come in, I can't find my car keys, or I forgot where I put this, or I forgot where I put that. And you've been able to help them overcome some of these issues. Now we have a new support product with Brain Armor. How does that fit into your scope of what you have been letting people share with you the knowledge?
Well, it's a learning experience for me, so I absolutely need the brain armor. But I have not had explained to me, or I have not necessarily been educated to a point where I am recommending algae oil as the source for the omega. So I'm very happy to learn that it is high in DHA, because that's a focus that I have in my discussion with people. I have been relying on information that, let's say, sustainably harvested wild Alaskan salmon, certain other sources of fish oil, omega-3 from fish oils, like sardines, that in my view, or as I have been given information, learned to believe, that the potential for heavy metals contamination in those smaller fish is not an issue. But to learn again about the propagation of the algae, and to learn that the DHA is higher, and I'm just very, very impressed with the overall formulations. The inclusion of vitamin D, crucially important. Vitamin E, stabilizing. The MCT oil for brain chemistry. A few months ago, I went to a seminar given by a very esteemed neurological researcher, and he profiled all of the pharmaceutical approaches that have failed with regard to preventing or reducing the risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Misplacing our keys, I think we can learn certain routines that can help there. But with regard to that whole picture of dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and there's nothing the medical community can offer us. And we know that because no pharmaceutical has stood up to the research, stood up to the clinical testing, the pharmaceutical companies, the medical community has now said, what you need is prevention. And this is what Brain Armor is bringing to the marketplace, the very specific potential for preventing those lesions that you mentioned, Bryce.
We are in the business of creating health, not treating disease once it's already there. That's possible, by the way. So let me start with presenting some good news. There's some bad news and good news. So here, the bad news is this. The UCLA School of Public Health recently reported that about 15 million Americans will have either Alzheimer's, dementia, or mild cognitive impairment by 2060. And that's actually up from just over 6 million last year. So these are alarming numbers. So why? What are we seeing? The work of Dr. Dale Bredesen, UCLA grad out of California, let me just say this, reversing Alzheimer's, okay? He's written a book called, The End of Alzheimer's. Please, folks, look it up. The work of Dr. David Perlmutter, he's written a book recently called Grain Brain. And so there's this concept around, phytic acid and lectins, one being gluten, that we thought to this point, if you're sensitive or celiac, certainly should avoid it. But, everyone else, in moderation, turns out no. It turns out gluten and most lectins are actually poison to the brain. And that's just one contributing factor. So, Dr. Dale Bredesen talks about these various types, brain types, so there's the toxic type, the individuals exposed to toxins. And, Janet, so back to the issue around small fish, big fish. Big fish have serious contamination bioaccumulation to heavy metals, and we want to avoid them and even the oils from which derived from them. But the small fish have small trace amounts. And small trace amounts, even in a healthy individual, depending on their personal ability to detoxify, will accumulate in fat tissue over time. And you remember, if I mentioned at the top, we're fatheads. Our brains are made of fat. So I don't care how small or minute amount of a toxin you're exposed to, you stand the risk of bioaccumulation over time. And so the toxic brain that Dr. Dale Bredesen talks about is the type of brain that develops cognitive impairment over time, 20 years before they show symptoms they're accumulating toxins, okay? Then you have the individual who's perhaps vascular. A vascular type is the individual's cardiovascular disease, you know, plaque depositions, poor circulation of the brain. So that's a cold brain. And then he talks about a pro-inflammatory brain. He's actually developed six different brain types. And so it's a really great book to delve into because, you know, it talks about all these methods of prevention and all these methods of even treatment and reversal. But when we're talking about Brain Armor and the DHA-rich formula, clean algal-derived formula that we've created here, we're talking about creating health and not treating disease once it's there. However, caveat is if in, you know, you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or cognitive impairment, whether it's mild or severe, in fact, for that matter, even traumatic brain injuries, we've shown that Brain Armor, and in the literature shown that DHA is actually reparative at any given stage. So you want to hear some more good news? We used to think that we were born into this world with, you know, so many brain cells, and we've now realized there's about 86 billion. And then we thought, you know, so over time, after young ages, your early childhood, that you'd ultimately just start to you'll lose these cells, you know, a night on the town perhaps, or a bit of a bump on the head, and oh, there goes 100,000 cells. It's not true. We actually do create new brain cells when we feed our brain the right ingredients like DHA, like Brain Armor. We have something called neurogenesis that's active in our brains every single day. Neurogenesis is the ability to make. The human brain possesses this ability to grow new nerve cells and neurons throughout the entire lifespan. And so we've, all, you know, this is all encapsulated within this concept of neuroplasticity, growing new nerve connections and new brain cells at any given time. So we've heard, for example, you know, you want to, you know, practice a new language or practice crosswords. And guess what? That's important as well. That activates the brain. But the latest science shows do that in a network of friends or family with a diet rich in DHA, and you are going to create new nerve cells and new nerve cell connections.
I have a question, Bryce, that you brought up some of these points. A child that has autism, that may be 10, 11, 12 years old, would you recommend giving Brain Armor to them?
Absolutely. So whenever we're talking of a neurological deficit, overactivity, problems with focus, concentration, alertness, anything to do with the brain and nervous system, how the brain fires. By the way, there's a saying in you know, neurochemistry, you know, that goes like this: all nerves that fire together wire together. So enhancing that neural connectivity in places in the brain, for example, in autism that aren't firing together, requires DHA. So let's bring people down to, for a moment into, you know, the molecular level. Let's take a trip down into the cell. You're made up of trillions and trillions of cells. Your brain, 86 billion approximately, growing new nerve connections every single day. That's neurogenesis. At that cell level, at the most minute level of the brain nerve cell called a neuron, there's a cell membrane, and that membrane is made of fat. But the fat that's most important, the construction of that membrane, if it doesn't have the integral DHA, necessary percent DHA in it, it fails to communicate with the neuron next to it. So that is, unfortunately, 95% of the North American population is deficient in omega-3 essential fatty acids, primarily DHA. And, you know, and regrettably, and this is also in my clinical practice, I see patient after patient with an omega-3 index of less than 3.8. So when we're less than 5, we have problems in the brain, in the nervous system, in the heart, in virtually every cell of our body, because not just our brain, the rest of our body requires these essential fats as well. If, and this is what studies show, if we go higher than 8 on the omega-3 index, that's a simple blood prick test. In fact, if listeners want to look, you know, learn more about this, go to the livingbrainproject.com. They can learn about how they can test their omega-3 index. Getting higher than 8 staves off all cause mortality. So we're talking about a 90% reduction in cardiovascular disease. We're talking about an improvement in neural function, brain function in the autistic child all the way through, you know, regular, you know, average day-to-day function. It's just there's no such thing as a panacea. So I don't want to get people, I want to manage expectations here. But when we're talking about huge deficits in North America, primarily in those individuals who are showing symptoms. So Al, to your point, when we've got autism, we've got genetic susceptibility, we've got toxicity, we've got, you know, potential neurologic deficits due to nutritional deficits that started in utero. You know, so these are symptoms. We're presenting symptoms. So yes, DHA and Brain Armor can actually manage and help individuals that are symptomatic or with symptoms. But we also don't want to forget, we can be without symptoms and just, we want to go from good to better, you know, and that good to better requires an optimal level of DHA in our diet as well.
One of the things that I'd like to talk about when we get back is the epidemic of diabetes, the neurological impact that diabetics face, and then their greatest fears with regard to vision and how Brain Armor can support them in that area. The music you hear is a signal that we're about to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli right here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us, Bryce Wild, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 26th of April, and we are open today until 7 o'clock. Janet Cimarelli is here today to answer any questions you may have about the topic we're speaking about or anything else that happens to be on your mind or that you'd like to clear up. She's here today from 12 to 5. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. Then she's back again on Tuesday from 12 to 5 and Thursday, 11 to 3. If for any reason you forget the hours, please feel free to call the store, and we'll be more than happy to share those times with you. And the number here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is 754-307-1655. Before the intermission, we were speaking about how children with the possibility of Alzheimer's, not Alzheimer's, but attention deficit disorder or autism can help their brains by using the super omega-3 for strong brains. And I just want to find out from Bryce is what the dosage would be on that particular issue if we had youngsters facing it.
Yeah, so we've formulated for youth, and so this would be 12 and under, and the omega-3 concentration in that formula is over 1,800 milligrams. So it is quite a whop of a dose, very, very safe, very effective. In fact, I actually recommend, in my own clinical practice, I triple this. So I go this three times a day. The DHA to EPA ratio, whether it's for, autism or ADHD, or whether it's just simply for, improving attention, focus, alertness, concentration without stimulating the child, that's really not the approach that we use, but rather fueling the cells which are responsible for nerve connections and brain nerve cell connections. The DHA-EPA ratio is 1,000 DHA to 500 milligram per dose. Then we've got the 1,200 IU of the vitamin D, and we've got the 30 IU of vitamin E, and then we've got 1,100 milligrams of the MCT oil. And again, this is a youth formula.
I know, Janet, you had a question before the break also for Bryce.
Right. Certainly the diabetics that I speak with, they live in fear that their disease diagnosis will progress. And certainly there's the fear of amputation, but even greater than that is the fear of vision loss. And we know in those very delicate cells, in the brain, in the eyes, in the kidneys, those cells are at significant risk with regard to blood sugar, improper levels of blood sugar. So tell our listeners about the benefits to their vision. And I think all of our listeners want to maintain and improve their vision.
Absolutely. Great question. So first of all, our eyes are an extension of our brain. And our eyes are made up of very, very similar ingredients to our brain when it comes to fat. There are, however, some additional antioxidants I know you guys have there at Save-A-Lot that I'll mention on top of Brain Armor. So we'll create a bit of a stack here for folks to keep in mind. But let me just start here. So there are several types of diabetes. We know them as type 1, type 2, even gestational diabetes when blood sugar goes awry when you're pregnant, as well as diabetes insipidus. All these are different. Talk to your doctor about what kind. Most people are probably listening in are, you know, afflicted with type 2. More recently, actually, there's a recognized form of adult onset diabetes called latent autoimmune diabetes in adults, or LADA. So it's an interesting phenomenon we're seeing. We're seeing this increase in type 2, what we used to call late onset or adult, in children, of course. This is epidemic due to the obesity correlation. And then we're seeing the strange phenomenon of increased type 1, which is autoimmune, later in life. So, you know, we've got to get a hold on this. So much of this has to do with immunological dysfunction and, of course, diet and lack of exercise, which is prevalent in our society. So when we're talking, by the way, just a quick tangent, we'll come back to this maybe. In terms of brain health, guess what? We have what we call a type 3, and that type 3 diabetes, that is Alzheimer's. We're now referring
right.
to Alzheimer's as type 3 diabetes. Okay, so all of these have this intermix, intercorrelation of, you know, diet, lifestyle, and toxins in the environment, you know, lack of sleep, stress, number one North American silent killer. You combine all these things, and, you know, those who are predisposed genetically, this is what, you know, the mix ultimately ends up as. And we're seeing this prevalence, as we talked about before the last break, of Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. Okay, so back to the eye. The eye requires DHA predominantly. And again, if you look at the cells of the eye and the retina, what diabetics, in particular type 2 and type 1, of course, are concerned about is diabetic retinopathy. The retina receives light, and what you're looking at, the photons in light trigger the receptors in the retina to create a signal that goes back to the occipital lobe in your brain saying, here's what I see. That requires depolarization. So that depolarization requires DHA in order to send that nerve signal. So the healthy cells in the back of the eye, if they don't have optimal amounts of DHA, they cannot fire and trigger effectively. But here's some additional. I know you guys have great formulas there at Save-A-Lot. So, you know, I want folks to know that on top of the Brain Armor, I highly recommend something called alpha lipoic acid. And your savvy and regular listeners probably already know about this, but if you've got type 2, you know, ask your doctor to make sure it's safe for you, because it can actually adjust blood sugar to the point, healthily, that you might actually require less of your prescription medication. But alpha lipoic acid is absolutely something I would include on top of that. And then the carotenoids. I want folks to look into zeaxanthin, astaxanthin, lutein, from Marigold. These are all beta carotenoids that are in high concentration, have high affinity to the back of the eye and the retina to help protect against diabetic retinopathy. So Brain Armor, alpha lipoic acid, zeaxanthin, astaxanthin, which is, by the way, what colors flamingos pink. It's a really potent sort of pinkish pigment. And then lutein. I think those are very, very important for folks to take if they have type 2 diabetes.
Now, one of the points that you brought up is dosages. And I see the dosage difference between the pro athlete formula and the adult. Who do you recommend as a pro athlete? I know that not everybody that comes into the store exercises properly or works out on a regular basis or belongs to a team that plays national sports. Would someone who is in need of more of the ingredients use that pro athlete formula, or would it be strictly for a pro athlete?
Yeah, so Al Jones, our formulator, you know, this guy is an incredible mind. He's a genius in the realm and world of formulations. You know, very astute observations early on. Working with pro athletes, you know, we work with the alumni to the NFL, NHL. You know, what we see with these athletes is their metabolism, as would come to no surprise, is, you know, just that much higher than the average individual's. And what we mean by metabolism, cell turnover. And so every single cell in your body turns over. It has a lifespan. Actually, there was a scientist back in the 60s known as Hayflick, and cell cycle turnover was his mastery. He decided to get, you know, into this whole understanding of how long our cells live and should live. And in the human body, the Hayflick limit is about 52 cell cycles. And what that means, if you think about it, it would make sense intuitively. If a cell lives longer than it probably should before it undergoes cell death, it's called apoptosis. If it lives longer than it should, what do you imagine that would translate into? The cell that's sort of hanging around longer than it should, not doing what it should be doing, not, you know, really metabolizing, you know, nutrients the way it should, get sort of tired and dysfunctional. Well, it continues to live, and you're dealing with the big C, right? Cancer. That's a problem. If it dies too prematurely, well, then, you know, the aging process is accelerated and the body expires before its time. So there's this perfect sort of limit. It's called a 52 cell cycle limit. That's the Hayflick limit. So in athletes, in order to protect against that hypermetabolic rate and age too quickly, the higher amount of the DHA, so as to support the cells that just simply do more during their 52 cell cycles, they're just doing more than the average. By the way, this applies to those weekend warriors, Al, that you have coming through the store. Weekend warriors are at just as much, if not more, of an impact of things like oxidative stress and cell cycle turnover because, you know, they're doing it heavy on the weekend, so to speak, and then they're sitting at their desks all week. So I concern myself more about those folks than the athlete who is more of a command over their diet and lifestyle. So this pro-athlete formulation was put together at a higher dose of omega-3 with a higher concentration of the DHA to EPA being a 2 to 1, 2,000 to 1,000, higher amounts of vitamin D because of the concern of that hypermetabolism, rapid cell cycle turnover.
Well, let me point out that some of the products that we've been speaking about are all nicely flavored with a lime mango natural flavor. And the small size of the 8-ounce, or actually 4-ounce, of the adult Super Omega 3 has a suggested retail price of $29.99. We have an everyday low price of only $19.49. The large size of that particular product, which is 8 ounces, has a suggested retail price of $49.99. We have an everyday low price of only $32.49. And keep in mind that these are everyday low prices in addition to the fact that you'll be getting an additional 10% off those prices. And today, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., you'll be able to get some literature and samples of these particular Brain Armor products. And if you take a standard dose of their regular bottle, which is, I guess, for most people, which is an 8-ounce size. It also has a suggested retail of $49.99. We have an everyday low price of only $32.49. And the last product we spoke about was the athlete formula, Pro Athlete. That has a suggested retail of $59.99. We have an everyday low price of only $38.99. And before we give it to you, John, I just want to make mention of the fact that Bryce is going to cover something I think is the hottest topic that we've come across in the natural product industry. I've been in the industry over 25 years. And to me, the last year has been upset and targeted with a new product that people are really getting turned on to, and that's CBD.
It's the product from Brain Armor that reached out and grabbed me. I thought it was such an incredibly superior formula. And we're going to get to talk about it when we come back from this break. Our very special guest today, Bryce Wild, and I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, April 26th. And we're joined by a very, very special guest, Dr. Bruce Wild. And we're speaking about the Brain Armor supplement line. And right before the break, we spoke about something hot to hit the market here at Save-A-Lot and all other stores across the country, and that's CBD. We want to get into the topic of CBD by getting people familiar with why the Brain Armor formula may be a little bit more potent than other CBD formulas or more effective than other formulas based upon the ingredients. We are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Janet Cimarelli is here today from 12 to 5, 12:30 to 5:30 tomorrow. So if you have any questions about Brain Armor or anything else having to do with improving your good health and maintaining your good health, please stop in and see Janet again today from 12 to 5, tomorrow, Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30, and then next week, her regular hours, of course, are Tuesday, 12 to 5, Thursday, 11 to 3, and again, Friday, 12 to 5, and Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. And I know that we're anxious to get started because we have Jen here going to be giving away samples and literature of the Brain Armor and the CBD product, which we're going to be speaking about now. These are taste samples, so you'll be able to physically actually taste it and feel the effects possibly within a short period of time.
Certainly with the R3 Brain Armor formula, restore, repair, recover, for individuals who are dealing with anxiety, down the road, people who have a variety of brain chemistry issues that they've been dealing with, this formula, I'm going to stop talking, and Bryce, I'm going to turn it over to you. Tell our listeners about this formula.
Sure. I'm glad you guys are as excited about it as I am. You know, I think I always like to start, especially with my patients, describing, you know, first of all, what CBD oil is, because there's just a lot of talk about it out there now. There's a lot of controversy about it. I usually start here in describing that CBD or cannabidiol is one of over about 60 compounds found in cannabis as well as hemp that belong to a class of ingredients called cannabinoids. So until recently, we heard a lot about THC. It was very taboo. It was getting most of the attention because it's the ingredient in cannabis that produces this intoxicating effect. But CBD is also present in high concentrations in cannabis, and now the world's awakening to its possible benefits. In fact, the literature is just becoming overwhelmed with reports and white papers and studies every single day, probably every hour at this point. CBD is the major non-euphorigenic compound, but that means is it does not create mind-altering, well, it doesn't create hallucinogenic or poor mind altering effect. So cannabis sativa has the highest concentration. You can also derive this from hemp, which we've done. So some research is beginning to show that CBD specifically is different than a lot of other well-studied cannabinoids. And all cannabinoids function as ligands, which means they actually dock or park into a binding site of a protein on a nerve or an otherwise body cell. And they have this ability to modulate a receptor's behavior. So it'll signal a cell to do something. A cell that's overactive, over anxious, it can quell or modulate or calm down. And CB1 receptors are widely distributed throughout the body. But they're particularly abundant in areas in the brain, including those that are concerned with movement, coordination, emotion, cognition, you know, autonomic and endocrine functions, sensory perception. Now, the list is really long. So, you know, the CB1, CB2 receptors are found mostly in the immune system, so they can have immune modulating effects. And so, although cannabinoids all have similar structures, things that, of course, make them different, but they're all similar. They display this wide array of actions, each at different receptor sites. But what scientists are finding out overall is that CBD has very little effect on CB1 and CB2 receptors, which probably explains why it doesn't have the same mind-altering effects as THC, which is the compound that, you know, regulates CB1. So what we've done is we've been able to create and formulate this R3, Brain Armor R3, to deliver targeted nutrition support for optimal brain and endocannabinoid system function. And that is the function of the endocannabinoids that are safe and effective to modulate immune function, repair, to downregulate overexcitability, cognitive health in particular, balances mood, reduces temporary feelings of stress. That's the formula. There's all kinds of CBD oil products out there. There are tinctures, there are concentrates, capsules, topical solutions, edibles, powders, all the vape sprays, you name it. We have focused on the oil because ultimately CBD oils are the most potent yet unprocessed forms of cannabidiol. And the oil, ultimately from hemp, is removed directly from flowers and stalks and seeds during the extraction process. The most effective CBD oil that we use is full spectrum, which means that it includes all the compounds found naturally within the plant, and terpenes and essential oils, essentially. So what sets us aside from all of the rest is our sourcing, super clean, well concentrated, and then in this 25 milligram per dose, so serving size being 2 teaspoons or 10 mils, you're getting your total omega-3 content, which is the DHA to EPA 2-to-1 ratio. And then you're getting the medium-chain triglycerides, and you're getting the hemp extract, the sativa, the cannabis sativa hemp, without the THC, and 25 milligrams of the cannabidiol.
Well, the other interesting part of this formula is you're giving them 7,200 milligrams of MCT oil, higher than your other dosages in the other products.
Focus here, Al, is really the cannabidiol. We want to deliver a hefty dose of DHA, EPA, omega-3, and then the medium-chain triglyceride just seems to be a wonderful delivery system, in order to carry the cannabidiol through the digestive tract and into the circulating bloodstream.
So that's the reason for the MCT oil.
And you got it.
How quickly, based upon this delivery system, would somebody feel something?
You know, I wouldn't say it's immediate, as if you'd be getting, you know, transdermal, parenteral, or injection, but I'll tell you, you know, it is sensorial. So within the realm of nootropics, DHA is considered one. We now know that, of course, THC, nootropic meaning, has an immediate sensorial effect in the brain nervous system. That is to say, you're stressed, nervous, anxious, you lack focus, attention. You take this, and it's within 15 to 20 minutes that you literally are changed for the better. This is not most supplements we talk about. You know, it's, you know, hey, stay patient. You know, this is going to be a few days, maybe weeks before your body, you know, acclimatizes and or redevelops a state of homeostasis. No. This is really immediate. Within same hour, within same day, an hour versus within, you know, days and weeks.
Well, let me say that we have Jen here from 11 to 2 today, and she'll be taste testing the CBD product from Brain Armor. And as Bryce pointed out, it's an effect that you may feel within 15, 20 minutes. So if you have interest in learning more how CBD can work for you, I would recommend you get here between 11 and 2 so you can taste test what CBD in this lime mango flavor tastes like and how effective it could be in a short period of time. She'll also be testing the Brain Armor Super Omega 3 Plus, which is really used for, I think, everybody listening to the show today. In everybody's life, everybody that is part of their life should be using the Brain Armor in the liquid Super Omega 3 form, which she'll be taste testing also. And most people have an offense about oil. And this year, by having a lime mango flavor, overcomes that taste that people may have difficulty. So stop down today from 11 to 2 and get a taste of these two great products from Brain Armor, keeping in mind that the entire Brain Armor line carries our EDL pricing policy, which is an additional 10% off the prices that you see marked on the shelf. And this particular CBD product has a suggested retail of $69.99, and we have an everyday low price of only $45.49. Again, keep in mind it's less 10%. And Janet, I know you've had a lot of experience in the last 6 months with people using CBD.
And the response has been so dramatically positive. People dealing with migraine headaches, people dealing with extreme anxiety, people with phobias, people with learning disabilities. And I'm putting it in the learning disabilities, characterizing it in that way, that students having such intense anxiety before an exam, that even though they know the material, they are not able to meet the requirements of a particular exam. This is the formula that will so dramatically and positively support your brain chemistry. So things that are holding you back because of certain brain chemistry issues, I just very strongly urge people to come in and try it. And for people, it's really interesting because the last ingredient on the R3 Restore, Repair, Recover formula from Brain Armor is ascorbyl palmitate. And I had someone in the office the other day very disturbed by the presence of ascorbyl palmitate in some supplement that she was interested in purchasing, but didn't buy it because of the presence of ascorbyl palmitate, and did not acknowledge the information that I gave her. If you would, Bryce, tell people why they don't need to be concerned about ascorbyl palmitate.
Very, very quickly, the score is 1 on the Environmental Working Group Skin Deep. This is a very, very benign ingredient just used for stability. Ascorbyl palmitate is a compound composed of ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, and palmitic acid, which is naturally occurring fatty acid, so absolutely no concern. Here is what I would say, though, because as a clinician, I have to mention potential medication interactions because people will be sampling it at your place today. We know that CBD is a potent inhibitor of cytochrome P450. Okay, what that means is it's a system that metabolizes prescription drugs and eliminates toxins from the body. So because it can alter that, I just want to throw out a word of caution that, you know, if you're on prescription drugs, or at least you know, multiple prescription drugs, please, it's important to consult with your healthcare professional before using or trying CBD. It seems to be very, very safe. You know, very, very few side effects. Some people experience drowsiness or a little dizziness, or you know, the changes in mood. But super safe for the majority of the population. I just want folks. I hear the music. I just want
folks.
Okay. Bryce, thank you for being with us.
Bryce, thanks so much.
You.
We'll be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.